Hey, everybody.
Hi, this is Shauna.
And Scott.
From Australia.
We thought it might be interesting to have you eavesdrop on a call that we're going to do with Emily Tonkin. And now, Emily is a millionaire in Isagenix in Australia. She is in the START group, and she is an amazing leader, has created a huge organization, and has done it in less than 3 years. And so what we thought is you guys might really enjoy eavesdropping in on the conversation. What do you think, Shauna?
Yes, and it's a good way to kind of see how you can yourself do a three-way call to bring somebody into a call for a later date. So this will be pre-recorded. So, yeah, we've had a blast over here with Emily. She took us to an island. Do you know how to pronounce that?
Barara Waters.
Yeah, it was amazing. This beautiful thing. We went on a seaplane. And we just had a few days of collaborating, and it was really fun. So we can't wait to share more of that with you. But tonight you're just going to hear a call with Emily's team. So we're really excited about that, and we will see you all back in the mainland, excited to come home and catch up with everybody. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're really excited to see you again.
Enjoy the call.
Good morning, busies, and welcome to our Thursday catch-up, which we've taken to the phone for a very, very special reason. Today we have the absolute joy of hearing from two extraordinary Isagenix leaders and Isagenix millionaires. They hail from Texas, US, and they're actually on a bit of an Aussie adventure at the moment in sparkling Manly. And just to paint a little bit of a picture for you guys, this divine woman is a founding executive with Isagenix, which means she became an executive in the first 3 months of the company starting, guys. Plus, she actually did it in 2 weeks. I'm sure you all want to pick her brains, and don't worry, we will be. She was the 26th millionaire, and now her daughter Heidi is the 125th ISA millionaire. She's a member of the Field Advisory Board representing all of us associates so beautifully. She's a mother of three and the grandmother of three, and the really cool thing is she's actually gained a bonus too from her gorgeous hubby. Speaking of whom, he has a rich history in dentistry, practicing for 27 years and actually started a marketing company 4 years ago, guys. And there's a really beautiful connection which we'll sort of dive into and sort of how they found one another, which is one of the yummiest love stories I've heard. They were just recognized at NYKO in Palm Springs as one of the 24 businesses that have joined the seven-figure club. That's earning over $1 million per year. What about that? I mean, that's almost like tricky to get out of my off my tongue. It's absolutely incredible. And what I really love about these guys is their incredible generosity of spirit. They run heartfelt network marketing, and you really will feel that on this call. Shauna and Scott have embraced me like their own over the last couple of years. No questions, inviting us to team meetings, catch-ups, training, dinners. And I mention that because that is their essence. We talk about unity and collaboration recently. Well, these guys actually embody it. They are unity. And we are so thrilled to have you guys on the call. Welcome 15-star Crystal Executive, 9-star Platinum, Shauna Ekstrom, and Dr. Scott Peterson.
Wow, what an intro.
Thank you, Emily. I want to learn how you do that. You're just so awesome at introducing people and making it feel really good. Thank you.
Oh my
We're
gosh.
Excited to be on your call.
You guys. Oh, thank you so much. And how are you enjoying Australia?
We love it here. We really, you know, we hate to go home, to tell you the truth. It's like, it's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, and paint a bit of a picture. Where are you guys sitting now? Are you sitting somewhere lovely in this sunshine?
Well, no, we kind of tried to find, it was a little bit noisy by the beach. We can see the beach right from the room, and it's just gorgeous. So now we're hiding out upstairs in a little restaurant. We found a little corner, and then we'll be back out at the beach in a few minutes.
Manly Beach is absolutely gorgeous, and we found a little place. I guess it's the base of the Siebel apartment complex. It's called the Wine Bar, and they have the best poached eggs and cappuccino in the world.
Yeah, we took pictures.
I love it. I know there'll be lots of Northern Beaches kids on the call, absolutely nodding their heads right now. I'm so glad you're enjoying it so much. So listen, let's dive in. Take us back to what was happening before Isagenix, Shauna. Can you, yeah, just share with us what was going on and how you got into it?
Sure. I was, from 1997, I had first been introduced to network marketing, and always before that, I was opposed to doing it because I just couldn't see that it was, you know, I thought it was people bugging people. And anyway, I was a hairdresser since I was 16 years old. I actually quit high school, and I was in a hurry to grow up. So at 15, I quit high school. 16, the day after I turned 16, I went to what we call cosmetology school in the States, did that, and I was working a full-time job by the time I was 17 and got married that year. So anyway, my life was, that's what I was going to do. I loved it. I loved helping people, especially women, feel better about themselves, look better, you know, and I found that in that occupation that I had chosen so young, I loved the art of it. And I started to understand the people by listening. And I think really that's where my understanding of what network marketing really, really is it's about listening. And I learned that because I think I was so nervous to start doing hair. I was kind of a shy girl. And so I started asking lots of questions so I could get busy on their hair and learn how to do that. And I started being fascinated by people, by what they are all about. And so I'd ask questions. And pretty soon I'm learning about, you know, how it is when you go to your hairdressers, you tell them everything. And so they were like coming to me for answers beyond hair. It was about their lives. And anyway, to take it all the way forward, I ended up doing hair for 34 years by the time Isagenix actually helped me to sell my shop and never look back, even though I really did love the people. I started my business through my clientele, one client at a time. But at the beginning, you say, take you back to when Isagenix started, I had been introduced to network marketing before, and not for lack of trying, I never got it off the ground to where I could ever have walkaway income. I really worked it. I fell in love with the concept. I studied it. I studied the personal growth that comes with it, but never got it off the ground. And, of course, once Isagenix came into my life, it was a fast-forward, completely turnaround because I believe, number one, it is a visual and emotional product. I had weight to lose. I used that as my marker to change my life. I said, if this is, you know, to me, I understood after all those years, what women talk about every day, whether they're thin or fat, they somehow talk about the subject of dieting. And I thought, when I heard about this product, that you could lose, you know, 7 to 15 pounds or so in 9 days, all we had at that time, remember, was a 9-day system. So I got so excited, and truly, I was beyond excited about the business opportunity more than I was about my weight. Even though I had extra weight on me, it was the business opportunity that I was looking for because I was so tired of not having time for my kids and really having the stress of being in debt up to my eyeballs. I mean, I'd never figured out how to handle money. It wasn't like I didn't make enough money to make a living. But at that time in my life, we had accumulated so much debt. And really, I think it added stress to our marriage. And at the time Isagenix came along, I had just recently divorced, and so after a 31-year marriage had ended at that point, I'm like, you know, I have to change things. And I was so excited to find a product like this that could actually make that happen. Emily, I was just like, wow, I'm going to do this and draw the light in the sand. We're going to change our lives. And so at the time, I had a 14-year-old son who helped me start the business. Basically, he would do the calls, tell people to get on this, just like a call like this. He would say, my mom wants me to have you call into this number, and he would do the list because if I got on the phone, I wouldn't get off in time. So anyway, he's the age of Eric Coover. So I remember Kathy and I, you know, talking about that all through the years, you know, what's your boy doing? What's my boy doing? You know, and then all of a sudden now look at Eric. He's taken on this company, and it's just so exciting. So anyway, but it did change my life, and I've never looked back.
Oh, that's incredible. And Shauna, everyone is hanging on this exec in 2 weeks, and we'd really love to know more about that. I mean, you just sort of touched upon it, how you actually did it, and I can feel like a lot of simplicity and a real burning desire in achieving that result. Can you talk us through that sort of, you know, that early days?
Yes, I think that I knew coming into Isagenix that it was going to have to be a fast start. I didn't have anybody that was going to be, you know, right there by my side. I was doing it through behind my chair
with one client at a time. And so I tell myself that a fast start is an easy start, and a slow start to me is almost impossible. So this 90-day game plan is a great way to launch it. We didn't have a plan. It was just me talking to one client at a time. But I did know the urgency that I needed to create some excitement and volume under other people, or they would not see it, because I was working with people that were not network marketers. They were people that said, I will never do the business, which how many of us have said that? It's about most of the people say that, right, until they try this incredible product. So I had to create volume under them. So by going for Exact, when I found out what it was, I didn't even know what it was at that point. I wasn't even getting on the internet. I'm like, okay, I have to put 30 people in. I think I've got about 2 weeks left. I'll do it. I didn't know how. So I just put in everybody I knew and asked them. And sometimes I basically said, you know, give me your Social Security card and let me put, you know, I mean, your number. And I put orders in. So you just make it happen. You know, just make it happen. It will become real. Just if you're going to go do this, well, you are. You're on this call and you're on Emily's team. So I know that you're going to do this. So Scott and I, we just think that it's important to create momentum. So if you can get two or three people, better, four or five people, but if you get everybody doing it at the same time, you see all this volume. And people who say, I'll never do that, look down there in their business and they go, what happened? I mean, I've got these people. Where did they come from? And they get excited and they'll at least tell two people because they're so excited about what's happening. They've never seen this before in any other business. If they've ever experienced network marketing, this does not happen where you just have people land there. But that only happens when you create volume under them. It's up to each one. So doing this 90-day game plan is a great way, just like what I did, to do that. And 1 year later, after we did the founding executive, of course, then they had to come up with another way for people to be recognized. And so they called it Crystal Executive. So I go, I remember asking Carol Taylor, who's a leader in the company, as you all know, and I said, Carol, do I need to do this again? Do I need to be a Crystal Executive? Because I'm already a founding executive. And she said, well, if you're a leader. So that was my key that, okay, leaders never quit. They don't slow down. So then I just did it again, even though I didn't really need it for the title. It was a way to, again, create incentive and a momentum in my team. So I did that. And so that's what happened. It just did. So this 90-day game plan, in my opinion, is the very, very same thing. It's just going fast.
Yeah, absolutely. I get goosebumps just thinking about that. And I love how you're always looking forward. You know, you've gone executive, do it again, do it again, do it again. And that's sort of really the motto that, you know, we're sharing at the moment. You know, don't just sort of like get there and go, okay, cool, and become complacent. Like, as a leader, you're doing it again, aren't you?
Yes. And, you know, even if you – I mean, sometimes I've actually thought to myself, I need to slow down. I need to enjoy my life. And we do need to smell the roses and all those things. But you find that you recognize in people the same thing, the need that they have that you had at that time. And you cannot forget where you were. So by seeing these new faces and these new people that have such a need, even though, you know, financially it's changed for me completely from, you know, from where I was very financially strapped, and my pain wasn't really around my weight, even though I talked about, you know, that to help my business and how this could help you with your, you know, this product. My pain was truly around my financial situation and my time, limited time freedom to be a parent. And so you see that in other people, and there's no way, because you've actually by that time fallen in love with helping other people achieve their goals. It's just a never-ending thing. So you're going to achieve financial freedom in this if you do the work. If you put in the time and you do the work, you will. It's just a matter of different timing for everybody, but you will find people who will want to run with you if you run.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, and this sort of leads me to the next question. We were chatting the other day about how important your why is and how it really drives someone. Can you share a little about how you work with people to discover their why? Like, say you've got someone in their first 30-day cleanse, they're quite keen on the business. How would you spend that time with someone helping them discover their why?
Well, I like probably everybody else, I love to ask questions because I really, really am curious about their life. So I try, you know, without being invasive or anything, I just ask them about their life. You know, what is it like? So how they might spend their day, or, you know, do they have kids, or
or do they, you know, what is their job like? Do they love it? You know, I try to never be negative about their job. I bet you love what you do. And pretty soon they're saying, well, not really, you know, or I would love to have more time to do things with my kids or with my mom. I'd love to do more. And so by asking those questions, and then I can find a story that has happened to me or someone I know that would relate to that story. Like, for instance, I never had the, you know, I wanted to be generous in my life, but generous in giving little gifts compared to what I could do later. Like when I was able to buy my mom a condo, I mean, years later that happened. It didn't happen right away, but, or the time freedom to just go down there and see her where, in another state. So I can find a story of many, you know, by asking them questions of what will relate. And I can, and then I can just take it back to, well, I'd love to tell you, you know, what happened to me. And, you know, if it matches up. Because with a little bit of effort and thinking outside the box, I was able to completely change my financial situation. And then you sort of see, are they leaning in? You know, it might be a little bit about the business. But if they're like, you know, I just want to take the product. I don't, you know, I really don't want the business. And I say, I get that. You know, I didn't, you know, a lot of people say that. But what I want you to know is, if you, you know, lose, well, we talk about pounds, you know, I lost 3 dress sizes in 28 days. And so people started asking me, they started begging me for it. So if that happens, I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind as you take this product, because it will happen. If you take this product and you don't cheat on, you know, you actually do it to the letter, you will have incredible results. I mean, it just happens. So be sure to keep the business in mind, even though you don't want it, and I get that. Just keep it in the back of your mind, because when that happens, people are going to ask you. And then, you know, you can call me and I can take the referral for you and take care of it. It's no problem. But I'd like you to know that there is a lucrative referral program that the company has. And so just for referring people to this, they will, you know, you can be helped financially. So I just want you to know about that. Just keep that in mind.
I love it. The lucrative referral program. That's so cool. I can hear everybody madly taking notes, including me.
Hey, Emily.
I'd like to add just a little bit
to that on the why. This is one of the things that if you just really connect with people and you just, if you find out about their lives, you just find out about, you know, how's their recreation? How's their family? How's their work? They must really enjoy it. You know, are you set for retirement? Are your kids' college educations, are they going to be paid for? University. And if you just connect with people and get to know people, what ends up happening is you'll find a pain point. You'll find a point where they're not really that satisfied. And Isagenics has a solution for every single one of those pain points. And then when you can touch on a why or a pain point, then you go a little deeper. You know, people say, well, I'd like to make a little bit more money. Well, that's not a real strong why, right? That's not going to get them emotionally attached to that reason. We have to ask, well, what would more money do for you? Well, you know, I would just be able to be more free. Well, then you ask another why. I like to call it 5 whys. Go 5 whys deep when you have a conversation with people. And when you do this, you'll find amazing things happen. About the 3rd or the 4th why, a tear will come out of somebody's eye. It happens almost every single time. You'll find out a pain point, and you'll be able to really genuinely love that person. And now you have a gift that you can give them. It's not anything we're trying to sell them or make them do something for us. It's not about that. And if people aren't open, that's okay. If they don't want to share their why, that's okay. They may later. Circumstances change. People change their circumstances. It happens all the time. So try the 5 whys. Why is that important? What's important about that? Why is that important? And then go a little deeper, and you'll find that it's, you know, gosh, I really want for my kids to become more, you know, or I really, really, you know, it's generally the deepest whys that are heartfelt and emotional for people are usually whys that are beyond you, yourself. But we have to start with us, right? Like Shauna did. She had to start with her. She had to change her circumstance so that she could help her kids, you see. But yeah. she had to it had to be her first. So anyway, that I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, and I love that. It's almost like a little template, guys, that, you know, that we can use, the five whys. I love that, Scott. It just makes it really tangible. And it's the same even with a, you know, I'm sure you guys find this, even with a product user, someone who's just seeking that weight loss, it's sort of finding their commitment as well. Like, what's that weight loss going to mean to you? And why? Like, what's that going to mean to you? And it's the same sort of thing, even with someone who's just seeking that for health-wise. And it's amazing the sort of, like you said, those pain moments, those poignant things that you hear from someone. Like, they're, you know, they're working too hard. They've got three kids. They're not seeing their children. And, you know, that's something that we can really move to help them build some residual income. I love it. And that's just really helping people just hear it so clearly. So thank you, guys. And I actually wanted to sort of delve into your connection, because we officially met in September 2 years ago, when you guys were actually in Australia on your honeymoon. So can you just sort of, you know, just talk us through how you guys met? I know you had a marketing company, Scott. Maybe you can sort of just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so great, Emily. And I got to say, I can get into how the connection really went on, but I started a marketing company, and I get so excited I want to talk to people about it, because you know those people in your life that just come in and you just absolutely fall in love with them, and you know you're supposed to be together. Well, Emily's one of those people for us. I almost see her as a colleague, and also as almost my daughter. I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing, but anyhow, what was really cool. Yeah, so it was really my partner in a dental marketing company. I was really tired of doing dentistry. I had done 27 years in a variety of ways, worked with corporate, publicly traded dentistry. I had my own private practice for 11 years, and then I helped a large group practice grow over $9.5 million in revenues from four different offices, and I learned about marketing. So I fell in love with the idea of marketing to drive patients to the practice. Got really good at that. But then my partner in dental marketing magic was Shauna's financial planner. And he said, hey, can't we help network marketers? And I said, well, sure, I guess we could. And he says, I'd like to introduce you to Shauna. She's my client. And what I would like to do is just see if we could help her build her business. She had already had a significant business, a high multiple six-figure income already. And I was blown away when we met. She wasn't satisfied with that. She says, I can do more. I can help more people. And I could reach more people. She's been one-to-one marketing her entire career. I said, well, what about one-to-many using social media and the internet and all that? And I knew how to do that. So that's how we met. And she said, well, I'll give you the product if you don't cheat. She got really excited when we met, because I had this really big belly. So she said, I'll give you the product if you don't cheat. And I'm like, what does that mean? So I said, okay, whatever. I won't cheat. I won't have coffee, and I'll do a 9-day purely. I'll do it straight up just like I'm supposed to. And so I did that. I lost 15 pounds in 11 days, and then went on to lose 43 pounds in about 3.5 to 4 months. Fell in love with the product, fell in love with her, because she's this amazing, beautiful person. I mean, and we would text back and forth, and she always says that the moment that I sent Gertie's quote on commitment, you know, all providence moves too, and it's an amazing quote. I love sharing it with everybody. Isacommitment.com, I believe it's a redirect, and it'll have that. It's on my blog. But anyway, that's how we met. And so in the process of losing this weight and feeling better, Shauna spoke what she just said just a while ago, just keep the business in mind. Because I said, Shauna, look, I've done 11 different network marketing companies. I've really never made any money in any of them. And I just want to help you market this product online. I want to help you do that. And in the process, she slowly was very patient and just said, look, if your patients come to you and say, look, you've lost 43 pounds. I mean, you look great. What did you do? And you refer them to the program. I'll take the referral. I'll take the money. I'll take the referral program. It's got a lucrative referral program. I can take it. I said, no. I'll take the income. That's fine. And so then that's what happened. And then slowly I started building this business. And then, you know, and then I had about eight people in the business, and then we went to a dental conference, and I had all these people that knew me, and they were like, "What are you doing?" And she says, "Scott, I think we can go Crystal Executive." And we
today.
And I went,
I love it.
And I had about eight people in the business at that time, and in 2 days we hit the deadline, and I became Crystal Executive. Put 22 people in the business in 2 days.
Bam.
And it was done.
And you know what I liked about doing it fast, Emily, is that, you know, you have 30 days where people are active, and sometimes, you know, of course, how some people don't see it, they fall off. So I never like to go over 30 days to help somebody on an executive run, because I just don't want them to have to go back and put more people in. So it's easier, in my opinion, to go in a week, but never more than 30 days. You look at your plan, you draw it out, and you tell your upline partner, whoever wants to work with you, do it. Mm-hmm. Say, this is what I'm doing, and then let's just write down the names and let's get it done. You know,
wow.
And sometimes it's, you know, I know that maybe some people don't think that's real. I think it's great because it kind of lets you check that box off.
It's a puzzle.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you guys do a lot of things fast. I mean, I think that's probably just your energy and how you move through a lot of things in life. You just get things done. You're proactive.
Yeah, it's fun to be. It's just, you know, there's so much more to building the real business, which is really how you do it so well, like just making everybody see your energy and love. And, you know, I guess I'm probably not that good. I have to hurry and get the people in and then move on and go back to the people that really want it then.
Oh,
you know what
no,
I mean?
No. Well, listen, I actually wanted to ask you guys about, you know, we get this question a lot, and it sort of pertains to the executive thing. So it's about that line in our ranks, which is referring to how many personally enrolled Crystal executives or executives we have. I'd love to hear from you guys on the importance of growing leaders. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, fortunately, we just, while we were here this last week, we just had one in our reentry go. So that made our 15th while we were here vacationing. So that was really exciting because you're so proud of them. And they're like, you know, so the importance of a leader, they raise their hand, they reach up, and you recognize that. It's like, oh, it's like a breath of fresh air. I always think of it like somebody carrying the torch, you know, like in the Olympics. And then they run so far, and then the next person carries that torch. And it feels so good when you can pass that torch because you're running hard, and then you have somebody running along with you and then taking it to the next level. Without those people, I certainly couldn't have ran for the last 12, almost 13 years. June 10th will be 13 years for me. I could not have done it alone. The importance of leaders. And you don't always know, and they're not always showing up as executives because timing in their life isn't quite there. But inside themselves, they are leaders, and you'll recognize it when they care enough about other people to really inspire others and to go out and do the personal growth. Sometimes they aren't even showing up as managers or directors or executives yet, but they are showing up helping their team to believe. And so it's everything, having leaders to run with.
And duplication's the key component to that, right? Finding leaders, you duplicate leadership and personal development. And as people develop, then what happens is you build a team faster because I think that, well, I mean, what is it? The statement that Jim Rohn says, you can carry two people on your back.
Oh, I love that one. It's like he says, you can, how does he put it? You can carry, you can carry two people, maybe three, if you're especially strong or mighty, but you can carry one or maybe two people on your back, but you can't carry three, but you can lead 1,000.
Yeah. And the key to that is what happens is you really create leverage, and that is the beautiful part of what network marketing is about. It's about creating leverage, and we're leveraging people, and we're building up people, and we're creating leaders, and we're helping leaders to become bigger leaders, and we have a vehicle and an environment where they can do that. And so duplication is critical in this business, and that's what's so beautiful about the model.
And Emily, have you ever had the situation where you want it so badly because you see leadership skills and or you see inside heart leadership in people, but you want it worse than they do? So
yeah,
we can't,
totally.
We can't do that. We can't put it on them until they're ready to take it on because it could destroy our pace and destroy the other people who are stepping up and being leaders. So we really have to watch ourselves. If you're You know, a lot of times really giving, caring people come to this type of business and they will want it so badly that we could take away from the ones that really want it by dragging along the people we love that don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's part of leadership. It's knowing when to, you know, lead, and it's also knowing when to sort of allow people just to show up, you know, in their own time and their own way. Because it's like you said, that dragging, like when you're feeling like you're just dragging sandbags, like it's, you know, you hear Kathy Coover talking about that all the time. You've just got to let them go. Support definitely from afar. And when they're ready, you know when they're ready. Guys, you know, this is the juice. Like, this is the real juice. I love it, the duplication piece. But when you're, I say, like, when you're in that real momentum, like you're at home in Texas and, you know, you're doing your 90-day game plan and there is full-out momentum happening, there's people joining, what's a day in the life? Like, you know, on an average day, what's your IPA activity? Are you doing three-way calls? Tell us just a little bit, because I know people will gain a lot from that.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you real quick what comes to my mind is in the morning. I mean, we can hardly wait to get up and look at the Scott's on the Facebook thing first thing in the morning. So it starts out in bed with, you know, scrolling down, looking to see what's happening, and three-way calls start to happen, you know, and then, but we try to meet with people, maybe go to an event. Like maybe I guess you guys have the same kind of thing. We have like chamber meetings. We try to schedule with somebody that's running, talk to them. Having talked to them, maybe there's a launch party that week that we'll go to in the evening. And of course, wherever we go, Scott brings a computer. And of course, we're on the telephone. So we might be driving to, you know, to the gym in the morning. We might be driving there, but we for sure will bring our shakes and have that right after, and maybe, and then do a call right from there, wherever we are. It's just a mobile business office. It goes where we need to go, which might be to the coffee shop. It might be to back to home. We're not home very much. We try to support the team with, if they're doing a launch party, then we try to go. Mm-hmm. And so anything.
But that's really by choice, right? I mean, that's the way we like to do it. You know, we do schedule calls during when we've got a blitz and we've got people that are going at the same time. We make ourselves available, and we say, look, we're not going to schedule these calls for you. You need to step up. And so we end up supporting. The ones who step up are the ones that get our help. And so that's just the way it is. It's kind of like we match energy for energy. It's like a chess game. You know, you make a move, I make a move. And then you make a move, and then I make a move. And every once in a while, we'll make two moves, so we have one in the bank because we know we're not going to be right there for maybe 4 days. Or something, you know. So it's when you're managing, when you have, this is the thing. You know, I love showing this, and I know this is something across the board. It kind of touches a little bit on what we just talked about with duplication and leveraging people and helping people. Shauna has personally enrolled 450 people, maybe over 12 years, 13 years, And if you ask every leader across the board, you'll find this happens. How long have you been in the business? How many people have you personally enrolled? And how many people are in your organization? Well, in Shauna's organization, there's the number up there. It says members, 160,000 people, right?
Wow.
But that's not – I mean, she's only put 430 people in the business in 12 years. But this is the thing. Of that, of those leaders, of those people that have showed up in your business, how many are responsible for 80% of your income? And you'll always hear this. It's about a handful. So it's 2, 3, 4 people, 5 people at the most. And so we want people to step up and want to be one of the 4, one of the 3, one of the 5. And we know, you know, Emily, I know you've seen it over and over again. You've had your handful of people that step up and really step up and say, I want that, and are willing to do what it takes, and they have the time and the energy and the motivation and the why to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking when she said about what is a day in our life, it just reminded me of a couple of weeks ago when we did we went to somebody's place, you know, we flew in and then we spend like 3 days with them. And so then somebody in our other, you know, down the, that was in another state said, you know,
so that's awesome. I mean, you actually went there, and so we said, well, yeah, we'll do that for you too. So then we end up in Minnesota, and we got to stay with them. And, of course, by doing that, we got to really know who they were. And by knowing them and really knowing what they were willing to do, that's where they started their executive run, which ended while we were here. And so that might be where, even though we were staying at their place, and we ended up there for 4 days, at the same time, we were still doing our calls back to our team in Texas. And so the day in the life there, it was just fun. We go from one climate to another, doing the very same things, but just with a new set of people. We're doing the exact same things and the same things going on here. We're here recruiting with someone here that's going on that team leg. So even though now it takes us from Texas to Minnesota to Australia, we're still building here. So we're not leaving our team any more than if we were, if we were just going to the gym that day and maybe talking to the girl at the coffee shop. We'll always have that in mind with wherever our focus is, it's about that. So it's just like an everyday deal. It's like, who are you going to help today? And how exciting it's going to be when, it might not be a sign up, but it definitely could be a touch and help us get better every day.
Mm. Yeah.
And then also reading, and mostly listening to CDs. Like, we have our radio in the car turned to on with a CD of somebody that turns us on as far as personal growth. And
who are your faves?
Oh my gosh.
Richard Brook.
Yeah. If
Richard
you want
Brook
humor.
Is unbelievable.
I love Chris Brady. I love
Chris
Woodward.
Chris Brady, Orrin Woodward.
And, of course, Jim Rohn always.
Jim Rohn, I can't get enough of him. And I've always been a big Tony Robbins fan, and I've worked with Tony.
It could even be just Who Moved My Cheese tape to just kind of get you tuned up to always be thinking of what the person that you might be talking to next, how could they use it? So if you have some of those CDs in your car, maybe the one on Business of the 21st Century or the Jim Rohn follow-up to that is once they come in, Building Your Network Marketing Business, those two are really good coupled together to hand somebody.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to belittle the customers in your business as well either, right? I mean,
exactly.
We've got 83% of our business are people that are using the product. So we have to have a really good customer service system in place to take care of those people as well. Those that don't want to build a business, that's okay. Meet people where they are. Some give you 10%, some give you 50%, some give it all out 100%. That's cool. If somebody gives me 2%, I am so grateful for that. I'd never want to take that for granted. So let's make sure that I didn't want that to come across as, if you're not one of the five, then we're not going to work with you. That's not the way it works.
Right. Emily, do you find that, I find that some people are just better at, they're really, really good at recruiting. Other people are really, really good at follow-up. And how about teaming up with, the people, finding people that are really better at what they're not good at? Because I like to make your strengths productive and your weaknesses irrelevant. There's just not enough time in a day for us to all become excellent at everything. So find your strengths and team up with people who will help you do the part that you're very weak at.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's such awesome advice. Strengthen your strengths and make your weaknesses irrelevant. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, guys. So, listen, I really want to honor your time. And, you need to get out into the ocean and the sunshine. but, maybe just touch upon what's next for you guys. What are your goals, going forward after 13 incredible years? What's next?
Well, that's awesome. We started this reentry a year and a half ago, and I thought it would be maxed out by now. I mean, I really did. That was my goal when I started out, and I'm humbled by that, right? I said, we're going to max it out in a year and a half, and I'm like, golly, we can do more than this. We can help more people. The more people we help, it's kind of like the more money you make, the more people we can help. And I love the Zig Ziglar saying, help enough other people get what they want, and you'll have anything in life you want. Mm-hmm. Well, we got Tom Ziglar to help to write a foreword in Shauna's book. So that's what's next. The book's coming. It's called Beyond the Red Doors, The Dawn of Heartfelt Network Marketing, which is it's about Shauna's story, and we want to share this with our team and with the one team, right? We want to share it with Isagenix's family, and we want to share it with network marketing as an industry to help raise the level of professionalism in this profession of network marketing, because it is, according to Eric Worre, a better way, right? Mm-hmm. We really do believe that this is a better way. And so what's next? Max out the reentry and publish a book.
I think what's next for me is I want to get some sort of balance in my life. Like, you can get so busy thinking about the numbers and that. And what I really want to do is actually schedule in more time with my grandkids, make sure that they get to come and see the beaches of Australia.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And my daughter, she wants to come to convention next year. And she really wants to be a part of building over here in Australia. And she's, you know, this is one of the things that just go back to when you were saying, you know, wait until it's their timing. My daughter, I put her in that first frenzy of 2 weeks that I became executive and kept that open, that center open by paying the membership. She was not ready. But 6 or 7 years later, she was. And so then she took it on. So it was a beautiful thing. I want you guys to realize that you can do that for those people that you bring in this next 90 days. And even though they're not ready, what if they're ready 5 years from now when their life changes? And so that's what can happen. And another thing I want to do is help my sons, who also I put in those first 2 weeks and didn't see it. I want to see that they do see it. I see these young kids over here in Australia, all of you guys, you know, the START group and beyond. I mean, wow. I'm like, why couldn't I help these kids max out their center? That gets me excited, because they're working jobs. They're working jobs and really frustrated, and things aren't, you know, and so if I can't help my own kids, you know, I mean, just by example. So there's just so many things, and Scott's daughter's going to college this year, and, you know, there's just so many, bringing it down to a personal level. I'm being a little selfish here, but I want to do it for my family, because that sets an example for other families, because this is a legacy company. And if I can help all of our kids to have that, then we will be able to show people that it really, really is a legacy. And so that's important to me, as on a company level as well as a personal level.
That's the ultimate giving. Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I just want to keep going and going. Oh, I love
and
that.
And I want to travel with you guys. Emily, we're going to have so much fun. We're looking forward to spending some more time with you and all of your wonderful team. They lit up our team over there when you came to San Diego.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely loved every second. And our group is going off at the moment, guys. Everyone's just like putting their gems and takeaways in. Everyone is absolutely loving hearing from you. So, listen, I'm going to open up the lines just so everybody can just say thank you and send you some love.
Thank you.
But just infinite, huge thanks. I'm so incredibly grateful for you guys on a personal level, for our, you know, sharing so much with our team. This call is just going to go bananas, and so many people are going to gain so much. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you. What an honor. What an honor.
Emily.
Thank you.
Hang on one sec.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you.
Keep enjoying Manly.
Have a beautiful day, guys.
Oh, great. Thanks, Sam. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.